morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. Delighted to see you all this morning. I have a few announcements to share with you. The first is we have some sign-up sheets on the back table if you would like to be a candle lighter for Advent. We have 5 slots available if somebody would like to light the candles. Also on the back table, I have a flyer if you would like to sign up for daily Advent devotionals written by me and Kristen and one of my colleagues and her student. We have the information on the flyer for how you can sign up for that. It will be emailed to you. If you do not have email, I am going to be sending out a sheet that has the daily readings on it, and I'll put that in the back. Just haven't gotten to it yet. A couple of announcements about this week. So we're not going to have a deacons meeting on Wednesday night because we are not having the Thanksgiving dinner. I didn't think we needed to have a meeting. So I will send you all an email after church reminding you that we're not having it, but just give you that heads up now. Unfortunately, we are also not going to be able to have the Thanksgiving community dinner this year. There's just no way to safely do that, and we don't have enough volunteers. So apologies for that. We will hopefully resume in 2021. Final announcement. So Bible study wrapped up this past Thursday. We finished our first series on Genesis. We are going to continue with the second half of Genesis in January. So watch your email for that. We'll send out the link and the sign up for it. Thank you for everyone who was here at the church yesterday that helped with the church tours portion of the Glenshaw Century Club craft show and church tours. We had a lot of people come in and check out the church and see the decorations, and were very complimentary. So thank you for everyone who helped with the tours. Thank you for everyone who came on Wednesday and set up the Christmas decorations. They look lovely, and we get to have them for an extra 2 weeks this year. Those are all of the announcements I have. Friends, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, O Worship the King, All Glorious Above.
join me in the prayer of confession. Almighty God, you love us, but we have not loved you. You call, but we have not listened. We walk away from neighbors in need, wrapped in our own concerns. We condone evil, prejudice, warfare, and greed. God of grace, help us to admit our sin, so that as you come to us in mercy, we may repent, turn to you, and receive forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that we are forgiven. Amen.
Please join me in confirming our faith through the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Yes, let us greet one another from our seats. And let us quiet our hearts for our anthem.
start with a praise request this morning. Sandy Salmon is asking for praise that her grandson TJ and his fiance slash now wife Melissa were married this week. So that's wonderful for them and congratulations. Prayers for Shelton Carney. Shelton is Lois Lissack's son-in-law, and he has been admitted to the hospital with COVID-19. So we pray for his speedy recovery and for the fact that nobody who has been around him has contracted the disease. Prayers also for Sue Galley and Sue's family. Sue's daughter Melissa and granddaughter Madeline have both possibly been exposed to COVID and are showing some symptoms but have not been tested. And Sue is not with us today just because she wants to keep the rest of us safe in case they have been exposed. And prayers for Andrea, who is AJ Miller's daughter, who has also tested positive for COVID and is in Allegheny General. And prayers for Janet and Roy. Roy's sister Peggy passed away this past Thursday, and funeral will be tomorrow. So please keep them in your prayers. Also, Rebecca referred to the house tour yesterday, and I think sometimes we all take for granted the beauty of this place that we get to come to, and many people remarked about the warmth of the sanctuary, and that's when none of you were even here, and they thought it was very warm. And I would just like to offer a praise request that with all these things going on outside and around us, it's wonderful that we have this place to come to and take shelter for an hour a week.
Let us pray. Loving God, through your Son, you have called us to repent of our sin, to believe the good news, and to celebrate the coming of your kingdom. Like Christ's apostles, may we hear his call to discipleship and, forsaking old ways, proclaim the gospel of new life in a broken world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, let us pray for our concerns. Lord, we pray that you attend to the sick and bring them healing. Lord, we pray for all of the people and members and friends associated with our congregation that are battling COVID right now. We pray for Shelton, we pray for Sue Galley and her family, and we pray for Andrea. Lord, we pray that you would be with all of the doctors and nurses that are treating our sickest patients right now. Lord, we ask you to strengthen those who face particular challenges. Lord, we pray that you'd be with Roy and Janet as they mourn the passing of Roy's sister, Peggy. Lord, we pray for our world. We pray that your kingdom would come and your will be done. Lord, we continue to pray for our community here in Allegheny County. Lord, we pray that we would not see a continual rise of positive cases in Allegheny County. We continue to pray for a treatment and a vaccine for the coronavirus. While we rejoice that a possible vaccine is on the horizon, we pray that you'd be with public health officials who are now responsible for figuring out how to distribute that vaccine. Lord, we present our joys to you with gratitude. We thank you that in the midst of a pandemic, people are still able to get married. We pray that you'd be with TJ and Melissa as they begin this new adventure together. Finally, Lord, we thank you for the ability to open our doors to our community yesterday and be part of the church tours. We pray that even in the midst of this pandemic, this little church would be a beacon of light and hope in our community. In silence now, we lift our personal prayers to the Father. Lord God of the nations, you have revealed your will to all people and promised us your saving help. May we hear, but may we also do what you command, that the darkness may be overcome by the power of your light. This we ask through Christ our Savior, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our offertory.
With me. Generous and giving God, we are so thankful for everything that you have given us that we have given back. Please let your Spirit guide us in providing for our communities with the gifts we have just given. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture for today comes from the 25th chapter of Matthew, verses 14 through 30. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2, to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What does it mean to be faithful to that which God has entrusted to our care? This is the question that Matthew takes on in today's parable, which is called the parable of the money bags. A master is getting ready to leave town. Before he leaves, he decides to distribute his wealth amongst 3 of his servants, hoping that while he is gone, they will take the money he has entrusted to their care and use it to grow his wealth. He gives one servant 5 talents, another servant 2 talents, and a final servant 1 talent. Now, a talent is a ridiculous amount of money. It is roughly the equivalent of 20 years of labor. So the lucky servant who is given 5 talents was basically entrusted with 100 years worth of labor. After a long time, the master returns. He summons his 3 servants and he asks them, "What has become of the talents I entrusted to your care?" The first servant reports back, "I have taken your 5 talents and I have grown them to 10. The second servant says, "I too have doubled what you have left me, starting with 2, and now here are 4 talents. The third servant, however, says, "Hey, look, I didn't lose your money. Here's the 1 talent you gave me to protect." The master is furious. "You wicked servant," he yells. "You could have at least taken my talent to the bank where it would have collected interest." The wicked servant is cast out into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Like last week's parable, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids, this is another one of Matthew's eschatological parables. It is a parable concerned with how we are to wait for Jesus' return. The master entrusts all of his servants to use their abilities to turn a profit for him. The master gives different servants different talents according to their different abilities. The problem with the last servant is that he buried his talent. He refused to take a risk, even though he knows that his master is engaged in a risky business. The problem with the last servant is not that he failed, but that he didn't even try. Remember, Jesus is telling this parable to his disciples because he wants to prepare them for the days ahead. When he is gone, their faith is going to be tested. And during this season of waiting, the disciples, like the third servant, are going to be tempted to bury their talents.
To overcome this temptation, Jesus says, "You, my disciples, must be willing to take some risks for the sake of my kingdom." As I was working on this sermon this week, I started reflecting on this idea of burying talents. What does this look like for us in our lives? The problem with burying talents is we're taking the easy way out. There's no risk involved, neither is there any reward. One lesson that I've had to learn over and over and over again in my life is that everything that I want in life, things like joy, intimacy, connection, belonging, and peace, all of these things require me to not bury my talents. If I bury part of myself, for example, to keep peace, the peace I do get is short-lived, and I feel pretty terrible in the process. Let me give you an example of what this has looked like in my life. So I am notoriously really bad at ending friendships. Once I become friends with somebody, I expect, hey, we're going to be friends for life. But not all friendships are meant to last forever. Some people come into your life for specific reasons and are only meant to stay for specific seasons. This past year, I think for all of us, has been a year of transition and change. And I notice, as we're nearing the end of that year, that my goals and my dreams coming out of the end of this year look a little bit different than they did at the beginning of the year. All of these changes and transitions has forced me to reevaluate the people that are in my life. One of the things that has come out of all of this reflecting is that I believe we have to learn how to live with this virus. Can't shelter at home forever, nor can we live forever without meaningful social interaction. So because of this guiding principle, I've had to make some changes to my daily life. Meaning, I've had to figure out a way to get some social interaction, even though I live alone. So I've been doing things like hiking, or going to the gym, or going to the library. Little things that I think are relatively safe that allow me to see other humans. These little daily interactions make the long stretches of time I'm spending at home behind a computer a little bit more bearable. Now, I have a friend who is having a completely different pandemic experience than I am. This is my friend who thinks that this virus is a conspiracy theory. It's no worse than the flu. She is not going to live her life in fear. I saw on Instagram she hosted a rather large Halloween party, which, as far as I could tell, no one was wearing masks and no one was socially distancing. I know that she's planning to go home for Thanksgiving, and I find myself worried for her family, even though I'm not attending Thanksgiving with her. At the beginning of this pandemic, I adopted a "we're all adults and we all get to make different decisions" attitude regarding people's behavior during this pandemic. But as cases continue to rise in Allegheny County and I'm having to make difficult decisions, I realize that I am going to have to end our friendship for the sake of my sanity. Because every time I see her post pictures on social media of the normal life that I am longing to return to, I find myself seething with anger and with jealousy. And I can't bury these emotions any longer. So I had to have a difficult conversation with her. Until this pandemic is over, we need to take a break from our friendship. I need to stop following you on social media. I share this story as one example of what it means to stop burying your talents during seasons of waiting. If this pandemic has taught me nothing else, it's that mental health is just as important as physical health. I didn't have to break up with this friend. I could have kept eating my anger and jealousy until I eventually exploded. But I have found that on the other side of risking breaking up this friendship, I found peace. The peace that comes with having stood up for yourself and not having to be angry at another person for letting them affect you this way. Friends, I think during this season of waiting, this season of waiting for a vaccine, this season of waiting for our lives to return to some semblance of normalcy, this season of both looking forward to the holidays and also eagerly waiting for them to be over. This season presents us with an opportunity to name the talents that God has entrusted to our care and to reflect on how we might use those talents for God's glory. Maybe you don't struggle to cut out toxic people from your life. Maybe you have other things you need to work on. Maybe you have a house project that you've been putting off and now you have nothing but time to attend to it. Maybe you have a committee assignment that you could start now instead of later. Maybe you have a difficult conversation with a spouse or family member you've been putting off. Whatever talents you're tempted to bury, know that God has given us talents for His glory to build His kingdom. And that on the other side of these difficult tasks is all the goodness we've been searching for. Friends, my hope for us during this very long season of waiting is that we would feel God's presence more clearly now than we do during seasons when we are active and busy. I also hope that we wouldn't feel afraid. We know and we trust and we feel that God is with us. And God promises to never leave or forsake us. We can enter into the risky, wild unknown, knowing that God is calling each and every one of us to prepare for the day when God will return in glory. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, at this time, I invite you to rise and join with me for our closing hymn, God Whose Giving Knows No Ending.
Yeah.
me offer a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ who dwells in you has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen.